How do you turn your situation around concerning healing, money, or anything for your family? Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she shares what it takes to have victory in your life and family. Now here's Gloria.
Let's look at Mark 11 and look at verse 22. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. So is that an option? No. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, unto this problem, unto this sickness, unto this situation, get out, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we actually get whatsoever we saith, good or bad. So that's why we got to say good and quit saying negative, bad things. Therefore I say, Jesus said, I say unto you, that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you take them and you shall have them. So to believe you receive means you take it. You take it. What do you do when you take it? You keep it and you say it and you don't say anything different until the manifestation comes. Let's say you're believing for a car. You go to the Lord, you ask him for a car, you say, Lord, I thank you for my new car. You probably would want to sow a seed toward your new car, but you ask in faith and I'm believing, I receive, and if you want to be specific, you can ask him for whatever car you're believing for. And so in that prayer, you receive it. You ask for it, you receive it, or you take it. Now you leave the place of prayer with it. You don't wait till you've got a key to a car. You don't wait till there's a car sitting in your driveway to take it. No, you take it when you pray. And then you have it. I believe I receive my car. I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive the salvation of my children. I believe I receive a husband. I believe I receive a wife, the right husband. You don't want the wrong one. I believe I receive the right wife. Lord, I thank you for my right wife. You send the right wife to me, and I'll know it when she comes. I believe I receive the one you have for me. Glory to God. See, this works for anything. Bless the Lord. So you took it when you prayed. You believed you received it. Now what are you doing? You're trusting God. You're believing God. You're letting patience now work. It takes faith and patience. If it was instant, it would be great. Everything would be wonderful. If when you prayed in faith, it went pow, and there was somebody coming out of a bottle there to live with you for the rest of your life. But it doesn't work that way. It takes some maneuvering. It takes some this, some that, you know. Takes some time, perhaps, to have the money to buy that new car. To actually have the fruition of it, the finish of it. But it starts when you believe you receive. That's when you take it. Now you just hold fast until that thing happens, whatever it is. Your healing, your wife, your husband, whatever God's got for you, and you don't quit. You don't quit. No, you took it. It's mine. I can't let it go. I've already taken it. I've already believed for that new car. I don't have to ask again. Now I'm in a thanksgiving mode. I make sure that I've forgiven. I'm walking in love. I don't give the devil anything to work with to hold back what I'm believing for. And I'm expecting, and I'm patient until it's manifested. Money takes, well, healing takes patience too, because healing's not always instant. Why isn't it always instant? I do not know. You'll have to ask the Lord about that. I like it to be instant. But we take it, we hold it, we stand in patience. Every, not just forget it. We don't forget it. We say it. Thank you, Lord, for my new car. Every day then when you think about it, several times a day if you want to, but certainly every day you'd say, I thank you, Lord, for that car. I believed I received it. I have it. I take it. You give me wisdom. You show me where it is. You show me how to manage it. I believed I received the perfect mate. I take him. I take her. I'm asking you to show me where she is, where he is. I want your choice for my life. And I thank you for it. I believe I've received it. I've taken it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't quit. And then the next verse says, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. So we know we have to forgive. We have the power to forgive. You know, that's big. You have the power to forgive. Lord, forgive that person of that. I forgive them. I'm asking you to forgive them. So what happens when you do that? Well, you go free. What happens when you hold something against somebody because they did you wrong? Maybe they beat you out of money. Maybe they did this. Maybe they did that. And you just hold that. You're keeping your faith from working because you're not forgiving. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. That does not leave us any room, does it? Forgive when you stand praying. How long can you stand? Well, probably not over a day. If you're standing so that you can hold a grudge against somebody, you need to repent. When you stand praying, forgive. And you know, we ought to always be checking our heart to be sure we're not mad at somebody or we're not holding a grudge or something against somebody or resentful against somebody. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against anybody. Okay, if you have anything against anybody, does that cover all there is? Anything against anybody? Absolutely. So you let it go. You say, I forgive them, Lord. I'm asking you to bless them and help them. I forgive them. Somebody stole money from you, say, I forgive them. I'm asking you not to hold it to their charge in Jesus' name, but I forgive. Glory to God. So what happens? Well, you go free. What happens to the other fella? Well, I don't know. But I know that that other fella's no longer doing you wrong or causing you to live out, have your life shortened or live out from under the blessing of God. Why? Because you've forgiven. Amen. See, spiritual law works. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So we walk by faith. I'm going to read you some things here around this margin. You wouldn't believe what that looks like, but these are things that about faith and about believing God, and they're not in any order, and some of them might be repeating, but just to give you some insight into how faith works. I'm just going to read you my notes here. Believe and say, and you shall have. You are working on the image in your heart to develop it. When you believe and say, I have it, your faith, you're working on the image in your heart that you believed you received it, that you have it, that you take it, in other words. Negative words are a snare, Proverbs 6:2. Negative words are a snare. When you begin to get negative, you know you're going in the wrong direction. When you begin to get sad and blue and upset about things, you know you're going in the wrong direction. So we can look at that and know that Satan tries to trap us by causing us to speak words or trying to get us to speak words or putting pressure on us to say, it's not working, we don't have it. You're snared by the words of your mouth. So we know that our words have to be in line with the Word of God. Treat the Word as a seed. Mark 4 teaches us to treat the Word as a seed. Plant it in your heart and sow it out your mouth. You plant the Word in your heart through your eyes. You sow it out your mouth through your mouth, through your words. You apply your words to the situation. You speak to the mountain and you tell it to get out. You speak to the problem. You say to lack, I rebuke you, lack, in Jesus' name, you get out of my life. You're not living here anymore. You're speaking to the mountain. Talk to the mountain. Don't talk about the mountain. See, it's one thing to talk to the lack and tell it to get out, and it's another thing to talk lack. It's one thing to talk to the sickness and rebuke it off your body. It's another thing to talk sickness. When you talk sickness, when you talk lack, what are you doing? You're taking it in. But when you rebuke it and you say, get out, you don't have anything here. Lack, you're not the will of God for me. Sickness, you're not the will of God for me. What are you doing? You're throwing it out. Hallelujah. Amen. See the difference in that? Negative words are a snare. If you're saying, I have it or I don't have it, depending on what it is, it's working. It might take a few days. It might even, some things might even take a few years. But it'll come to pass. It'll come to pass. It will come to pass. I started believing for a home immediately when we got married. And we had houses. We had, you know, the Lord, once we got into the work of the Lord and we began to do what He told us to do, we began to increase. And we had a little house, and then we had another little house, a little bigger, and, you know, and so on and so on. But there came a time when I had exactly what I wanted and believed for. But it didn't come the next year. It didn't come the first 6 months we got saved, but it came. Am I glad? Yes. Where would I be if I hadn't said so? Where would I be if I hadn't let patience have her perfect work? I would still be living somewhere else. It belonged to somebody else. If you can turn it around in your heart and in your mouth, you can turn your situation. Based on Mark 11, 22 and 23, have faith in God and say and say and believe you receive it. Have faith in God and say and say and say, you can have it. You can turn it around. If you can turn around in your heart, turn it around in your heart and in your mouth, you can turn your situation. It takes word diligence. Faith applied to something to change it takes word diligence. Here's what I mean by that. It takes His word and your words. Takes His words and your words. It takes His words in your eyes and your ears, getting down in your heart, making faith, and then it takes your words coming out your mouth to apply it to the situation. So it's words. His words that gives you the situation, your words that take your victory. Glory to God. This is the victory that overcomes the world, the Bible says, even our faith, or even our believing God. We take His words, we put it in our eyes and our ears, it gets down in our heart, and then we say it out in faith, and we apply it to the mountains in our lives, to the needs, to the situation. So it takes words, God's word to cause faith, your word to lose faith. Hallelujah. If you can turn around in your heart and in your mouth, you can turn the situation. It takes word diligence, His words and your words. That's the law of faith. Saying is your responsibility. This scripture over here, this is on the page with Mark 11, 23. It says, have faith in God. And then it says, say. Have you ever noticed that? How many times it says say? That's because saying releases your faith against situations. Or it either releases your faith against bad things, or it takes bad things into your life. Whatever you say, whatever you continually say, is what you get. Glory to God. Now, the more you train yourself and you find out how these things work, you don't have to say anything bad. You just say what you want to come to pass. And if you do slip up and you say, or you get discouraged and you say the wrong things, what do? You repent. Satan hates it that we can repent, but he can't do anything about it. We repent and we say, I repent, Lord, that I said that. That's not what I believe in my heart. I believe so and so. And so you reinstate. You repent, you get cleansed of that unbelief, and you reinstate the thing you're believing for. Satan says, I can just see him now. He says, that's not fair. But it is fair, because Jesus defeated Satan, and we're born of God. And victory, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Your faith overcomes the world. Satan can't do anything about that. We're born again. We're filled with the Spirit. We have the Word of God. We speak the Word of God. The Word comes out of our heart and out of our mouth, and it goes against those circumstances, and it leaves Satan with nothing, which is what he deserves. Nothing. Glory to God. So if you're applying the principle, it is working. If you can turn it around in your heart and in your mouth, you can turn your situation. It takes word diligence, his words, your words. That's the law of faith. Saying is your responsibility, my responsibility. The Holy Spirit will manifest himself. This is what Norval Hayes says. The Holy Spirit will manifest himself according to what he hears. If he hears, I've been believing for a house for 2 years. I'm never going to get a house. Well, you've cut him off. You've cut faith off. You've cut that house off. If you say, I've been believing for a healing for 6 months, I don't think God's going to heal me. Well, you cut him off. You've cut God off. If you do get into a negative situation and you get discouraged and you say things, what do?
Repent.
And put it back. Just like it was. Say what you want to come to pass. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. We've got this thing whipped if we'll do it. Glory to God. God has set us up for victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Faith is in your mouth. So you get a grip on your words. First of all, you put the word in your eyes and your ears, and you get it in your heart in abundance. Not just a little, not just some on Sunday, but if you're going to live by faith, you're going to live by faith. You're going to have the Word, because you're going to need your faith every day. Put it in your eyes, in your ears. Get the Word in your heart. Say it out your mouth. Say it out your mouth. And until you get it, a good store of it in your heart, you've got a book here. It's got all the Scriptures in it. And pretty soon, you put those in your eyes and your ears, you say them out your mouth, they take residence in your heart. They just are in there. Have you ever heard when you hear preachers how they just can say Scripture after Scripture after Scripture? Most of them haven't ever tried to memorize them. I know Ken, he doesn't memorize Scriptures, but he puts them in his eyes and his ears, and they get into his heart, and he can just say and say. He can say a long time. Have you noticed that? He can say a long time. I thought I wasn't even going to get over here today. He can say a long time. How come? Because he put it in his eyes. He put it in his ears. It got into his heart. And it flows out. I'm amazed at the man myself. He has so much revelation. He just... And I know that he didn't study that before he came over here. It's just in there. And that's the way we want to be. We want the Word in there so that at a moment's notice, it comes out our mouth and it applies to the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we spend time in it. We meditate on it. We read it. We get it in our heart. And it'll just come out. It's supernatural. Glory to God. Faith is in your mouth. The mouth is God's instrument to implement. You create the spiritual atmosphere of your life with your words, either good or evil. You give angels a place to work, or you give devils a place to work. You are the author of your life. You are the one who determines how your book comes out. By what you put in your eyes and your ears. You create spiritual atmosphere with your words, either good or bad. You give place to angels or devils. Faith is believing you receive because God said. The word of God in Samuel says, honor me and I will honor you. We determine how much God honors us, honors our lives, honors our prayers. You honor God, God will honor you. How do you honor God? You do what He says. You make corrections. If He tells you something you're doing in your life is not pleasing to Him, what do? You change. That's honoring God. Faith is believing you receive because God said, honor me, and I'll honor you. This is the way God created earth in the beginning. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we take to ourselves the word of God in our eyes, in our ears, gets in our heart. And then it causes faith, causes believing, causes faith. And we implement out our mouth those words into our life. We put those words of God out our mouth. And we apply faith to the situation, whether it's healing, money, family, whatever it is. Everything works the same way. And the thing is, we can all do this. We don't even have to be smart to do this. We just have to be obedient to do this. If you can turn around in your heart and in your mouth, you can turn the situation.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. God loves you. He is interested in you and is committed to helping you build rewarding relationships and lasting connections that make your life fulfilling. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. This simple, practical, devotional resource will help you develop, improve, and maximize all the relationships in your life, from marriage and family to friendships and workplace connections. The CD and DVD teachings, interactive devotional questions, and action plan will help you know that you're loved and accepted by God. You'll discover how to cultivate and experience relationships with others that are encouraging, satisfying, and lasting. In less than 2 weeks, you'll find yourself enjoying your relationships more. It's all part of your personal 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. Order our newest Lifeline kit, Building Relationships That Last, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, available now for just $19.99. Start building strong, rewarding, godly relationships with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Building Relationships That Last Lifeline kit online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call our toll-free number, or you can write to us. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
I heard a man say one time, he said, you know, I would be an amazing, wonderful Christian if it weren't for other people. And you know what? That may sound funny, but it just doesn't work like that, does it? No, you are called to be a Christian, not just for yourself, but for other people. That's why Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together a brand new ministry material called Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Building Relationships That Last. Relationships are so vitally important to your life. There are people that God has brought into your life, and He has brought you into the lives of other people to be a light, to be a witness, to be a supply, to be hope. Now, that is why these kinds of materials are so important, because it gives you the tools that you need to build strong, rewarding, and godly relationships. In this pack, in this kit, you're going to find things like faith in action cards, things that you can just read on and feed on day after day, prayers that you can pray over your relationships, confessing the Word of God over your marriage, over your children, any relationship, any and every connection that you have with other people. There's got to be an influence of the Holy Spirit in it for it to be positive, for it to be something that builds instead of draws you down or draws you back. And that's why Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and our entire staff, we are believing with you, we are praying with you for your breakthrough to come in every in all relationships. You can order yours today and this will be a blessing to you. I know it will. Now, in today's message, you heard Gloria Copeland teach that whatever you're believing God for, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what category it falls into, something natural, something spiritual, something physical, whatever it is, the salvation of your children or your spouse, husband, wife, whatever that thing is, believe that you receive it when you pray. Now, Gloria Copeland didn't make that up. Kenneth Copeland didn't make that up. Jesus said that. And it takes you getting the Word in your heart and then it coming out of your mouth and your situation begins to turn around. Whatever you want to come to pass, begin to say that with trust and faith in the Word of God because that's when things change. Amen? Now, before we leave the air today, I want to tell you about something that we're very excited about. Did you know that you can connect with Kenneth Copeland Ministries on Facebook, on Twitter? Now, I know some of you know what that is. Some of you may not. Just go for it, man. Just, I don't care what age you are, where you are in life. Just get out there and find all these different ways to connect with this ministry and ministries like this all over the world. Some of you are familiar with kcm.org, but did you know you can also go to kennethcopelandministries.org? You can watch videos. You can read articles from our magazine, news releases. This is just a great way to stay in touch and stay up to date with some of the important information that's coming out of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You're going to enjoy this. Thank you so much once again for being a part of these broadcasts. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you. We love you. As Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
God so loved the world. He gave all that he had.